Back in 2014, when the horrible conditions at VA hospitals and the substandard health care for veterans was made public, promises were, of course, made by the VA and various elected officials to improve these conditions. Now, while it appeared that those promises were kept, at least to a significant level, is the rug about to be pulled out from under one of those improvements? With us now to examine this is the Director of Education with Concerned Veterans for America, John Burns. How are you today, sir?
I am doing well. Great to be on with you and with your audience.
And learn more about the work of, and certainly how to support the work of, the Concerned Veterans for America. It's CV4A.org. CV4A.org. We have the link over at our homepage as well. Well, I guess it can't be much of a surprise, John. The federal government actually does something right. Someone notices that it's doing something right, and now they decide they have to stop doing it. Explain what's going on here.
So I would, you're right, but I would clarify that. Congress finally finds the gumption to do something right a couple of times in a row. And as is typical with our federal government, the bureaucrats basically buck what Congress wants and just go about doing their own thing. And, you know, you mentioned 2014. In 2014, we passed the Accountability, Access, and Choice Bill, which provided some accountability. And most importantly for us in this discussion, provided the choice card to veterans to use if they were in a wait situation for care at the VA or if they had too many miles to drive. And, of course, the VA took all of the choice out of the choice card and made it something that they assigned veterans to when it fit their chosen needs, not the needs of the veteran. So Congress responded in 2018, passing the VA Mission Act, which enshrined community care based on some access standards that it allowed the Department of Veterans Affairs to write, the access standards, and they put those into federal regulatory existence in the summer of 2019. And those included community care access standards so that, you know, veterans waiting more than 20 days or 28 days for specialty or primary care or having to drive more than 30 or 60 minutes for specialty or primary care were to be assigned to community care. And ever since then, again, the bureaucrats have been working to roll it back. It started really hard at the beginning of COVID in March of 2020, and then with the change of administrations and a new VA secretary, we've seen it being rolled back very, very, very rapidly in the last year and a half. And just last week, the VA secretary, Mr. McDonough, said that he has a hunch. He doesn't think that he should be paying any more to outside doctors, and he's going to try and roll back this community care.
What seems to be the basis of their argument here? This whole thing is costing too much. Well, what's the source of the high cost? Because if something costs too much, there's always a way to pare down the cost without having to rip a program apart.
Well, you know, I would argue that the real costs are all the unnecessary bureaucrats of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, the union that's there and that's, you know, implementing these practices. There's waste there. There are, you know, one of the other things we're pushing for is a restructuring, looking at having VA facilities where it makes sense to have VA facilities and not having them where it doesn't make sense to have VA facilities, something we're looking at with the Asset and Infrastructure Review Commission. But the VA just wants patients to come to the VA, especially those who are invested in the bureaucracy there. It's the institution that they intend to work for the rest of their life, and they want it to be without competition, and or the union employees who, you know, we're talking about union employees who are always looking to swell the union, to have more members, to have the union permanently enshrined, and to support their political allies, you know, who they give union money to.
You mentioned to have VA centers where they're most needed and more useful versus having, you know, a whole bunch coagulated in one area and just being a redundant service that might even just go without sufficient traffic flow through there. We're based in Northwest New Jersey where there is no VA center. So for anyone who is listening over the air in our immediate area, this is going to be a great concern for them.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're urging folks to help us take action, right? There's a potential solution out there. Congressman Mike Bost out of Illinois and Senator Jerry Moran, the ranking member on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee out of Kansas, they proposed a bill in both houses called the GAPS Act, Guaranteeing Health Access to Personnel Who Served. And what it would do is it would take the very same access standards that the VA said are a good idea for veterans across the country and pull them out of federal regulations that the VA can feel free to ignore its own regulations and enshrine them as federal statutory law, basically making it harder for the VA to dodge and to avoid following the rule of law.
Dr. John Burns, who is the Director of Education with Concerned Veterans for America, on the web at CV4A.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I've talked with a lot of people over the years regarding the VA, and you mentioned reference to how the VA wants veterans coming to VA centers. If you believe some of the recent reports, it seems like the VA is really good at denying service when those veterans come to the VA centers.
In many cases, they certainly are. I have a VA physician. I'm pretty happy with him personally. But the VA has used, the choice card against me. It's used community care against me. It does what it wants to do. And again, it's often the bureaucrats working there, the schedulers, the interlocutors, the desk attendants. I think many of them are well-intentioned, but, they're not always putting the veteran ahead of the institution or the job or their peers. And, veterans' health care should be primarily about veterans getting timely and quality care. And, again, that's why we're pushing to expand these access standards into federal statutory law. We're pushing the same bill, the GAPS bill, would prohibit or would require more transparency about the wait times that you opened up talking about, right? We've seen from our Freedom of Information Access request a few months back in 2021, and we've seen from the VA's own Inspector General just last month that the VA is not being forthright about wait times. Since the beginning of COVID, in the first 18 months after, we're talking about 20 million appointments that were either canceled, delayed, or deferred, mostly not at the behest of the veterans, but on the part of the VA. And again, that allows them to dodge some of these restrictions and to not assign community care when it actually should have been assigned.
Can a solution be really just as simple as, okay, here are benchmarks a VA has to meet. If you don't meet them, then interim director, I know there's been a problem getting a director up until recently as well. Someone is going to answer for this, and if not, then we don't care how tough it is to get rid of a government bureaucrat, then some government bureaucrats are going to have to be eliminated, erased, if they won't be held, if they don't want to take responsibility.
This is just like kind of the education issue, right? People have to continue to pay attention or the bureaucrats are always going to push back. We passed a bill. We helped pass a bill. CBA helped pass a bill in 2014. Congress passed the bill. We helped pass a bill in 2018. Congress passed that bill. And, in both those cases, things went well for a few months. And then the VA bureaucrats dug their heels in and started pushing back. This is just going to require, CVA and our allies and folks like yourself and your audiences to just continue to pay attention to the VA and to continue to make decisions, to pick the right policy champions through our electoral process to hold the VA bureaucracy's feet over the fire.
Responsibility and accountability, that's what every veteran deserves, and you listening right now, you should be demanding of your elected official. We call them elected leader as well. It's time that they have to live up to that second part of that phrase. And the way you can do that is when you go to CV, the number 4A, CV, number 4A.org. That's the website for Concerned Veterans for America. You can loudly tap your elected official on the shoulder. And
yeah, I prefer to think of them as public servants, elected servants, rather than just leaders.
Which also brings up to the point, too, that the person listening right now is the boss, not the employee. So it might be time to do some hiring and firing if things don't change and our veterans don't get the respect and the recognition and the fairness and services that they deserve. Again, CV, the number 4A.org. Learn more about this and other issues regarding our veterans that have the focus of the Concerned Veterans for America organization. We've been talking with the Director of Education, John Burns. John, thank you so much for continuing to raise awareness about when things go foul, and they do often when you talk about federal government and bureaucracy. Thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me on. And again, great to talk to you. Great to talk to your audience. And I hope this opened their eyes a little bit.